奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I share the Bible knowledge with everyone.
感谢神的恩典，我们两年一次的教员讲习会，在我们喜悦度教会来举开。
Thank God for His grace that we are able to hold our biannual RETS here in Sergio's Church.
这是在我们美国跟加拿大的教会两年一次的新任的教员讲习会。
This is a religious seminar that for both Canada and the United States.
这是要来训练我们即将在各教会担任教员工作的弟兄姐妹们。
Where we train our brothers and sisters who wish to become RE teachers.
他们从星期六晚上开始一直到礼拜天的中午结束，有八天的时间。
From Saturday evening until Sunday morning, they have 8 days.
他们有非常紧凑的课程来接受各方面的训练。
And every day is filled with classes to train them in various ways.
目的就是要让将来肩负我们重要教育教学工作的这些老师们能够真的很扎实的认识我们的信仰。
The purpose is to train them and truly root them into the faith.
他们可以具备做一个中央教会教员所应该有的一些技能以及一些常识。
So that they can have the characteristics and skills that an RE teacher should have.
其实最重要的就是要让他们能够了解自己的身份，以及在神面前这个工作是何等的神圣。
And the most important thing is for them to understand their identity and see how important their work is in the eyes of God.
那作为一个教员，他这个工作是一辈子的。
As an instructor, it is a work of a lifetime.
就是要能够持续的在教会里面服侍神。
It is something that we continue to do in the church.
而不是只是在这几天能够拿到一个证书，然后他们的工作就结束。
It is not only here that after we receive a certificate that our work is finished.
其实这是一个学习的开始。
In fact, this is the beginning of our learning.
因为在这个地方，他们接受训练，知道怎么查考圣经。
Because here we receive training and learn how to read the Bible.
那知道怎么样带领这些孩子们。
And how to train these children.
然后可以把这些经验传递给在下一代的人。
In order to pass on this knowledge to the next generation.
那我们真教会的信仰能够代代相传，不会中断，不会被变更。
So that the doctrines of TJC can continuously remain.
那现在在各地方的教学工作有一个很大的需要，就是要让我们的孩子知道我们到底是谁。
In our RE program, we need to let them.The students know who we truly are.
我们常常会碰到一个问题，到底我是谁？我是什么样的身份的人
？Many times we ask the question, "Who am I, and what is my identity?"
因为在其实我们大部分的信徒也都是从亚洲来的移民。
For the majority of us, we are immigrants from Asia.
我们早期移民来到这里的，已经60年了。
Perhaps early immigrants have already been in the United States for 60 years.
那所以我们在座很多人都是在美国这个地方或加拿大出生成长的第二代或第三代的信徒了。
So many of us here are second generation who were born in United States or Canada.
那有时候我们虽然在这里长大，但是我们还会碰到一个问题是说，我到底是谁？我是哪一种人
？Even though the majority of us grew up here, we still have the question of who we are.
因为虽然外表上是亚洲人，但是其实心里面真的整个都是在这里文化上长大的美国人。
Because even though we look like Asians on the outward, inside we are completely American.
但是对不同种族人看起来，你就是一个亚洲人。
But to other people who look at you, you look Asian.
因为我们的生活习惯、我们的思考模式，多少还是受到我们家庭的背景有关联有影响。
Our lifestyle and our habits are influenced by our family.
所以有时候我们的学生会有一个疑问，说到底我是哪里人呢？
So,
是美国人呢？是中国人呢？是韩国人呢？
So many students ask, who am I actually? Am I Asian? Am I American? Am I Korean?
所以有时候我们连自己都搞混了。
Sometimes we ourselves become confused.
那所以先界定我是谁，这是一个很重要的工作。
So the most important work is to establish who we are.
那个在圣经里面出埃及记第三章神在呼召摩西的时候。
In Exodus chapter 3, when God was calling Moses.
神从荆棘的火焰当从火焰的荆棘当中来选召摩西，这个故事我们都很熟的。
I'm sure everyone is familiar of Moses and the burning bush.
那出埃及记第三章，他在谈到神呼叫摩西的时候，就跟他一个任务说：“我要派你回去埃及见法老王，把我的百姓从那里领出来。”
When God called to Moses, He gave Moses a task, which was to go to Egypt and face Pharaoh and lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
当时候，摩西第一个问题就问神说：“我到底是谁？我怎么有办法去见法老王呢？”
And the first question that Moses asked was, "Who am I?" To be chosen for this task to see Pharaoh.
因为虽然摩西曾在王宫长大，可是已经四十年前的事，他已经忘记一切了。
Moses was raised in the palace, but that was 40 years ago, and he had forgotten everything.
时过境迁，他已经不再是以前那个王子的摩西了。
Many things have come to pass, and he is no longer the prince of Egypt.
他现在是什么都不是，他只是一个普普通通的牧羊人。
Right now, he is nothing, and he is just a shepherd.
每一天都是跟羊在一起的。
And every day, he is with the sheep.
他每天所接触的就是这个沙漠旷野。
And the only thing he comes in contact with is the wilderness.
他也许更知道怎么样为那个羊哦接生，如果羊生病要怎么照顾，他更了解。
Perhaps he knows how to treat sheep when they are ill.
但是现在要叫他去见法老王，他觉得没有办法。
But now God tells him to go see Pharaoh, and he thinks there is, I cannot do this.
可是到那时候，神接下去马上跟他一个应许。
But here God gave him a promise.
神应许说：“我跟你同在。”
God promised Moses that he would be with him.
那是我派你去见法老王的啊。
Because God was the one who sent Moses there.
那我会给你一个证据，让百姓也可以了解说，就是我派你去的，这个工作是我交给你去做的。
And he will give Moses a sign to show the Israelites that it was God who sent him.
所以出埃及记的三章十二节呢，神直截了当就跟摩西说，他说我必与你同在。
So in Exodus chapter 3 verse 12, God explicitly said to Moses, "I will certainly be with you."
那当你把百姓领出来，领出埃及，来到这个地方来敬拜我的时候。这就是我派你去的证据了。只有你知道这个地点吗
？And after you take the Israelites out of Egypt back to this location, then that will be the proof that you knew where this spot was.
所以其实摩西他是一个有神同在的人，是神给他应许的一个神的仆人。
So Moses was a person who had God's abidance because God had a promise to him.
神知道摩西会有这个疑问的。
God knew that Moses would have these questions.
但是这句话也让我们看到说，摩西他这个人本来就是很谦卑的。
But the statement shows all of us that Moses was very humble.
他曾经非常的自负，他觉得他能够做什么？他觉得他自己是能够做什么事的。
Before he thought that he can achieve things under his own power.
他也觉得应该是神要他去拯救这些以色列百姓的。
And he knew that it was God who wanted him to save the Israelites.
他以为他可以那时候。
At the time, he thought he could achieve it by himself.
可是他没有办法，他其实那不是神的时间。
But that was not God's time.
也就是四十年前，神的时候还没有到。
Because 40 years ago, God's time has not come yet.
那现在，摩西他已经被磨到，他都觉得他自己什么都不是了。
And now Moses, has been trained so that he does not think of himself as anything.
他甚至觉得说好像世人都忘记他了。
And he feels as though humanity has forgotten him.
那所以其实当神跟他讲的时候，神现在又跟他说我跟你同在。
But when God spoke to him, God said, "I will certainly be with you."
那这位神直接叫他的名字。
God directly spoke Moses' name.
告诉他说这个地方就是圣地，要把你的鞋子脱下来。
and told him that this is a holy ground, so you must take off your shoes.
这是神直接跟他讲话。
God spoke directly to him.
这个神其实是摩西他的父母亲所告诉他的神。
This is the God that Moses' parents spoke of.
在这四十年当中，我们没有看到圣经有任何记录说摩西曾经跟神有什么样的对话，或者是有什么互动。
And in these 40 years, the Bible does not record if Moses communicated with God at all.
所以这位神其实对摩西来说也是相当陌生的。
So to Moses, this God must be very foreign.
可是当他听到这个神叫的声音，他马上伏在地了。
But when he heard the voice of God, he immediately kneeled to the ground.
他是趴在地上的。
He laid on the ground.
然后他伏在地，表示其实他真的是遇到了这位神了。
He laid on the ground because he truly was in the presence of God.
那接下去呢？他就问神第二个问题了。
And then he asked God the second question.
他是问说：“神啊，你是谁？”
He asked God, "Who are you?"
所以三章十三节接下去就是他的第二个问题。
So in chapter 3, verse 13, there is his second question.
就是说，你应许跟我同在，然后要我去带以色列百姓出埃及。那他们如果问我说你叫什么名字，那请问我要怎么回答？
He asked, since you asked me to go to Egypt to lead the Israelites out, and when they asked me who are you, how should I answer?
其实，当我们在说我是谁的时候，你看很自然的，当时候摩西他就会去想到说，那到底神是谁呢？
At the time, Moses was truly wondering who God was.
因为那是神直接在叫他的时候。
Because that was when God directly called on him.
神来找他了。
And God came to him.
他觉得说，那我是谁啊？既然神要给我这个工作，他觉得没有办法去担任的。
So he wondered who am I so that God gave me this work?
那现在神应许说要跟我同在，那请问这位神到底是谁？
But now God promised to be with me, so who is this God?
那接下去三章的第十三节十四节，你看神就直接跟他说，我就是自有拥有的。
And in verse 14 it says, I am who I am.
所以这位神是创造天地万物的独一真神。
So this God is the creator of the heaven and earth, and he is the only God.
不是被造的，他是造物的，他是永存的。
He is not the created, he is the creator, and he is eternal.
他是自己有的，没有什么东西可以造出他的。
He exists on his own, there is nothing that can create him.
所以神让摩西了解他到底是什么。
So God allowed Moses to find out who he really was.
那这个就是变成我们今天在认识真神的这个问题的时候，一定会用到的这个经文。
Now when we ask who is God, we often refer back to this verse.
所以通常问我自己是谁的时候，我们其实接下去一定会想到一个问题：到底我是从哪里来的
？And when we ask ourselves who we are, the first question that comes up is where do I come from?
因为到最后我们一定要想到一个生命的问题。
Because at the end we will always think of the question of our life.
就是我从哪里来的
？That is where are we from?
我们当然都知道妈妈生啊。
We all know we came from our mother.
妈妈是妈妈生下来的。
And she was born from her mother.
反正推到最后一定要有一个开头。
And as you go back, there has to be a beginning.
所以那个开头到底生命是怎么开始的？这个问题是科学没有办法去证明的。
So the beginning, how life actually occurred, is something that cannot be proven by science.
但是今天我们看圣经，我们就知道是神创造的。
But when we read the Bible, we realize that God created life.
所以其实我们今天来到教会，我们就很自然地发现说，生命就是神给我的。
So today when we come to church, we realize that life is given to us by God.
可是时常我们在这个学校教育当中，我们不会被这样教导的。
But as we live in this world, we are not educated in this manner.
学校里面告诉我们很多的理论。
School will tell us many theories.
但是他就是不讲神创造这个事实。
But it does not tell us that God created the world.
所以很自然的让所有的这些学生学子们，他们就没有那个说是神创造这个概念的。
And so naturally, the students will not have the knowledge that God is the creator.
我们被学校的教育系统把我们洗脑。
We are
被洗脑了 ，brainwash.
We have been brainwashed by the education system of the world.
也就是说，用科学的方式让我们了解说，什么事情都要有一个证据，那要能够实验，这个才叫可信。
We think that according to science, something must be proven in order to be true.
但其实有很多东西，有很多事实是科学没办法证明的。
But in fact, many truths cannot be proven by science.
生命就是其中的一项。
Life is one of them.
但是这一项在宗教信仰方面是很清楚。
But the origin of life is very clear in the Bible.
我们如果读圣经，我们就会了解。
If we read it, then we will understand.
好了，所以我们一般的人就不会去从神的角度去看生命问题了。
So some of us will not use a godly perspective to look at life.
所以我们的学生在学校里面被教导去学很多的知识。
And our students are educated in school to learn many things.
然后我们的家长又送我们孩子学很多的才艺。
And our parents cause our or let our children learn many skills.
所以我们有很多人哦，文武双全才，有的会弹琴，又打球，又辩论，又跳舞，什么都会。
So many people are very gifted. They know how to play piano and dance.
哦，那当然就很忙喽。
And of course, they're very busy.
那学校里面就会教导我们一个我们这一人生所应该走的路线，应该什么叫做成功。
And school teaches us the path which they think we should go, the path of success.
如果是在高中学校，在高中的时候
，In high school，
学校就会统计说这个学校多少学生今年去上常春藤的学校，哪一些又去上哪个地方的名校啊，他就会统计哪些学生去了哪些地方。
The school will announce how many students went to this school or how many students went to that school.
哦，那如果都去名校了，哇，这个学校就名声响亮，就变成明星学校了。
If all the students went off to a good college, then this high school is considered a very good school.
好，那我们在要去高中以前，我们中学生、初中生就开始选哪一个是好的高中。
And as middle schoolers, we start to think, oh, which high school is better?
那好的高中就比较有机会去上到好的大学。
If we go to a good high school, then we have a better chance to go to a good college.
那好的大学之后，接下去好像人生穷途，从此前途就光明，因为将来就是高薪等着我们去占领。
And if we go to a good college, then it seems like our life is full of light because it will give us many opportunities.
所以我们的学生从小都会有一个问题问老师，会问我们自己，会问我们家长，会问我们的孩子，到底你将来要做什么。
So for our students, everyone will ask them, what will you be when you grow up?
就是你的愿望是什么。
What is your wish?
你将来是要做什么样的工作啊。
What kind of career would you like?
是要当工程师呢，
Do you want to be an engineer?
还是当医生呢？
Or a doctor?
当会计师啊？
Or a accountant?
Accountant, 对。那或者是要做那个运动员，职业运动员，打球。
Or a sportsman?
最近打球很
athlete.
变成那个运动员明星是非常的很热门的。
And being an athlete is actually a very popular job now.
因为可以赚很多很多钱。
Because you can make a lot of money.
可以接受众人的欢呼。
And you can be loved by the multitude.
如果是出名的球星哦，哇，你看报纸每天都要报他。
If you're a famous player, then the newspaper you'll be on the newspaper every day.
然后就有好多记者跟随。
And there will be many reporters who follow you.
好多人都很期待能够出名。
So many people wish to become famous.
如果上了报纸就很高兴。
If they're on the newspaper, then they become very happy.
哇，如果被电视机、摄影机照到了，要上电视，哇，那更轰动了。
And they become even happier if they're on TV.
那所以我们就会有一个很自然的，都会被塑造一个愿望，说我们能够将来做一个众人所肯定的人。
So many times we wish to become a person who is acknowledged by others.
所以我们如果当医生的，我们就有一个医生的生活。
If we become a doctor, then we will have that type of lifestyle.
其实医生是很辛苦的。
Being a doctor is actually very, difficult.
就是他真的是时间是很不一定的。
Because their time schedule is not very stable.
如果是一个有良心的医生，他如果看到病人受苦，他自己一定会很难过。
If he's a very moral doctor and he sees his patient suffering, he will also suffer.
他一定要尽全力去帮助这个病人，把他医好。
So he will use all of his strength to try and cure this patient.
但是我们人时间毕竟有限。
But we know that all man is limited.
很多事情也没有那么理想。
And not everything goes according to our plans.
所以有时候医生他会活在一个很挣扎里面。
So many times doctors struggle a lot.
如果是真的要什么事情都要良心来做，很爱这个病人，真的他整个生命都要放下去的。
If you always love your patients, then you have to put your whole life into your career.
但是问题是这么多生病人。
But there are many people who are ill.
现在把他医好，等一下病又复发，还不是一样？
Once you cure them, maybe in the next year, the sickness will come back.
所以其实医生很辛苦，需要很大的爱心，要很大的耐心。
So doctors need a lot of love and a lot of patience.
可是我们现在看到的是，医生收入很高啊。
But we see that the salary of a doctor is very high.
医生很被人尊重啊。
And they are very respected by others.
不然你看，如果在飞机上，如果有人生病了，他第一广播就是飞机上有没有医生。
And if someone gets sick on the plane, the first thing that will come through the intercom is, oh, is there a doctor on this plane?
如果医生出现了，把这个病人这样子救活了，大家鼓掌，好高兴，感谢他。
And if a doctor is able to cure this patient, then everyone will clap for him.
没有人会说没有牧师啊，为他祷告。不会啊。
There is nobody who asks, oh, is there a pastor who can pray for this person?
一定是找有没有医生、有没有护士啊，赶快来急救啊。
They would ask, oh, is there a doctor or a nurse that can save them?
你说谁会去想到是要你说当牧师还是当医师呢？
Who do you think people will choose to become a doctor or a pastor?
所以很自然的，大家都会想说，我当一个什么样的职位，做什么工作，我就会有相对的尊重了。我觉得这样很有成就感。
And naturally, we will want to have a career that can be acknowledged by others.
有些人他可以做很多不同的工作，有人当艺术家，对不对？当音乐家。
Some become a musician or an artist.
但是如果我们做哪样的工作，我们真的就是这样的人吗？是不是
？But just because we do a certain type of job, does that mean that we are this type of person?
就是我在上面说的，就是 Am I what I do 了？我是做什么工作的人？我就是医生，我的生命就是医生嘛，或者我就是这个音乐家这样。
So am I what I do?
我这个人到底是谁？
Who am I?
难道是因为我做什么工作，所以我这个人就生命比较高等吗
？Just because I am doing this, does that mean my life is worth more?
那如果那一些清洁工呢
？What about the janitors?
如果今天我们这个清洁的人都罢工了
，If today all of the janitors went on a strike，
或者是那个倒垃圾的人都罢工了哈。
Or all of the people who collect their garbage goes on a strike.
那世界又会变成什么样子呢
？Then what would the world become?
所以难道医生就非常重要？那这些清洁工就都不重要吗
？So is it that doctors are very important and yet these janitors are not?
也不见得啊，对不对
？This is not the case.
你今天空无员罢工，你就大家生活就大乱了，不要说什么。Flight attendant.
If all the flight attendants boycotted, then your life surely would be very difficult.
Strike. 那你就飞机飞不了啊。
Because then the airplane cannot take off.
每个人就生活就秩序大乱。
And everyone's life will be in chaos.
所以其实每一个工作都有它的价值。
So in reality, every work has its own value.
所以我们的生命不是由我们的工作来决定那个价值在哪里的。
So our value of life is not determined by our career.
好了。那我们毕竟在这个社会上生活，我们最后一定会做某一项特定的工作，不管你是什么。
Of course, since we live in this society, we will end up doing some type of work.
那所以，我们今天生命里面， 我们总是有一个目标。
So in life, we all have a goal.
我们到底，我们只在上大学的时候，我们都要选择我们一个主修，我们的科目是什么。
And when we are in college, all of us have to choose a major.
我们到底要学掉什么技能
？What type of knowledge do we want to learn?
最后，我们在这个工作里面，一定要变得有成就。
So that at the end we are successful in our careers.
所以你看，我们今天如果学任何的主修，我们都一定要在这个主修上下功夫，去把它学到这到底在这个学问到底在讲什么道理。
And no matter what major we choose, we have to learn until we find out what this major is about.
其实我们如果用我们信仰的精神去读我们的所有的主修，其实我们会把我们的学科读得很好的。
If we use the effort we put into our faith to learn our majors, then we will do very well in school.
也就是说，我们的信仰如果真的是很认真的人，我们在我们所学的领域里面一定会很投入了。
If we are very fervent in our faith, then we will also be very fervent in school.
因为这是同样一个精神。
Because they all use the same mentality.
但是当然目标是不一样，我们最后成就的目标是不同。
Of course, the ultimate goal for both of them is different.
但是因为圣经里面告诉我们，从神来的观念，我们知道人实际上是要工作，要尽心尽力去从事你所做的事。
But we know, from God that all of us must do our best to do the things that we have to do.
所以我们一定，如果你不管是学什么学科的，我们一定要去努力的去进入那个领域，学到这个学问是怎么一回事。
So no matter what we learn, we must always try our best in order to see what this is all about.
好了，那如果是比如说做科学研究的人。
For example, if you're a researcher.
那他就有一个目标。
Then he will have a goal.
他要发现人家没有发现过的事。
He will wish to find out something that nobody ever knew before.
或者是能够去发展出一套新的什么东西来促进或改善这个人类的生命生活。
Or perhaps to invent something new that can change people's lives.
所以你看，在各领域里面，现在有所谓的诺贝尔奖很多。做研究人目标就是要能够达到这个最高的荣誉。
And we can see here that we have the Nobel Prize, and many researchers set their sights on that prize.
那如果是打球的，那是要得到奥运金牌啊，不是这样子吗
？Or if you're an athlete, you would want the Olympic medal.
哦，你看今年不久之后又有奥林匹克运动会了。
Later this year, there will be another Olympics.
你看多少人准备多少年，就是为了要得到这个奖牌。
So many people prepared for many years in order to receive that medal.
因为当他达到这个目标之后，众人对他的看法就不一样了。
Because once they reach this goal, people will look at them differently.
所以今天，有人很成功，他做什么事情都众人肯定。
And perhaps there is a person who is always acknowledged by others.
就算我们真的很成功，我们是一个大家很尊重的一个专业人士好了。
Even if we are very successful and are acknowledged by everyone.
那就是说，我们真的就是这样的一个，我就是这个工作所达到这个目标，我就是一个很生命很高超的人的吗
？Does this mean that we are a very valuable person?
就是说。我们真正很有价值的吗
？Does this mean that we are worth something？
所以你看，其实我们今天如果放眼看去，绝大部分的世人都是为了一个他所设定的目标在努力的。
When we look at the people in this world, they all strive towards a particular goal.
多少做研究人整天埋首在实验室里面，就是要能够发现一个什么新的东西。
Many people are buried in their lab just because they wish to discover something new.
多少人就是整天在想办法要突破他现在所从事的工作。
And many people wish to break through and find a better job.
但是，然后这个目标达到之后呢？然后呢
？But what happens after they reach this goal?
我们今天如果达到一个最高荣誉了。
If today we receive the highest honor.
然后接下去人生还有什么目标呢
？Then after that, what is our goal?
好像 等到能够真的达到那个程度的时候，大概人生也差不多要结束了。
Perhaps once we reach that goal, our lives will be at its end.
然后接下去等待我们的可能就是那个一个四四方方的一个盒子。
And maybe the only thing that's waiting for us is this rectangular coffin.
或者是在我们这隔壁就有一个坟地，一块地方，最后躺在那里。
Or perhaps a place in the earth is waiting for us.
所以其实我们有时候想想，人生这个目标到底在哪里啊？
So let us think, what is the true goal of life?
我们有时候如果跟这个社会的潮流走到最后的时候，真的会迷失自己。
When we follow the trend of this world, we will often become lost.
所以其实我们真的要常常想说，我到底我人生目标在哪里？
So we must always reflect, where is our goal?
腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
第三章第十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 13.
第三章的十三节，请读。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead.
十四节。
14. I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
好，你看他这里第十四节，他特别说他有一个标杆，他一直向着那个标杆跑。
Here in verse 14, it says that he has a goal which he is always striving for.
那他说这个标杆其实是神给他设定的。
And this goal was set for him by God.
然后当他达到这个标杆的时候，神就给他奖赏。
And once he reaches this goal, God will give him a reward.
所以你看保罗，他信主之后，他人生有一个新的目标。
After Paul believed in God, his life had a new goal.
他非常努力的，他尽他全力。他说竭尽心力，竭力追求，就是要达到这个目标。
And he used all of his effort in order to reach this goal.
因为他不但要得到主耶稣给他的，他也要能够完成神要他做的工作。
Because not only does he wish to receive what God promised him, but he also wishes to finish the work God gave him.
所以他的人生有目标，他有使命，他要让他的使命跟这个目标能够合在一起。
So his life, he has a goal in his life, and he also has a purpose, and the two of them must become one.
不管他做什么
，No matter what he does,
其实这是神给他的。
This, it is something that God gave him.
保罗的人生因着耶稣基督而完全。走不同的方向。
Paul's life was completely changed by the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以保罗他留下一个榜样，他信主之后人生有一个新的目标。
So Paul gave us an example, that when he came to believe, he has set a new goal in his life.
他说他之前以为有益的，现在因着耶稣基督都当作有损的了。
He said that those things which he had thought as gain before is actually lost in Christ.
他为了要得到基督，他甚至都愿意把他认为以前认为很宝贵的都把它放弃了。
And he has put away all of the things which he thought was valuable in order to pursue Christ.
那是因为保罗他知道他自己有一个新的身份的。
That is because Paul knew that he had a new identity.
我们现在要教导我们的孩子，他们一个新的身，他们有一个真实的身份。
So today we must teach our students that of their true identity.
我们真的要去想想说，到底是谁给我这个身份的，给我身份。
And we must understand who gave us this identity.
也就是说，我是谁这个问题是神来定义的，不是这个社会来定义我的。
The answer to who am I is given to us by God, not by the world.
所以谁给我们身份呢？
So who gave us our identity?
我们今天如果是在美国，我们今天如果要出国，我们都要护照。
Today in the United States, if we wish to go abroad, we must have a passport.
那这个护照就是我们的身份证明，你是哪一国的人。
And this passport tells us which country we are from.
我们如果在一个公司上班，你要进出，你就要一个识别证。
And if you work in a company, you have your own ID.
如果在医院上班的，如果是医生、护士，是医院的相关的人，你都有一个 ID， 你可以进出，你可以停车，你可以进 building 里面去做什么，你就是有一个识别。
And similarly, if you are a doctor, you also have an ID.
所以有识别证的时候，你才能够进出自由。
So once you have this ID, you are able to go in and out freely.
你看，有时候一个人他为了要得到一个新的护照、新的身份，哇，历经千辛万苦啊。
You can see sometimes when people want to get a new passport is very difficult.
我们有姐妹，她来美国已经二十几年了。
There's a sister who came to the United States for about 20 years now.
她前几天终于拿到护照，美国的护照，宣誓成为美国公民。
And in these last couple of days, she finally received a U.S. passport.
她非常的高兴。
And she was very happy.
因为她终于能够达到目标了。
Because she finally reached her goal.
她宣誓完了，隔天来到教会了。
And the day after, she went to church.
她好高兴的就跟那时候在座的几个弟兄姐妹就分享她这个她这个喜乐了哈。她觉得现在终于可以放松一口气了。她有一个新的护照。
And she joyfully shared the news to the fellow brothers and sisters.
啊，因为她的经历很特殊，所以后来他在宣誓的时候，那个记者特别来采访他。
Because her experience was very unique, there was a reporter who came to interview her.
他本来不知道那个人是谁，跟他聊天，跟他讲话。
She didn't actually know who the reporter was, but she just started chatting.
啊，结果隔天呢，他竟然上了报纸了。
And then the next day, she actually was on the newspaper.
因为这个记者呢，就把他的经历就把他公布了。
Because this reporter put her experience on the paper.
他就很高兴，因为他终于他的这个身份，他拿到他想拥有的身份。
And she was very happy because she finally got the citizenship that she wanted.
那所以你看他的例子，就是发现说，哎，当我们人有一个新的身份的时候，你觉得是可以信赖的，你就觉得啊很满足了。
So when we as humans receive a citizenship that we know that we can trust, we become very happy.
但是真的拿美国护照的人生命有比拿别国的护照人更高尚吗？
But are the people who have a US passport truly better than those who do not?
也没有啊。
It's not like this.
哦，因为美国政府法令一更改，很多人就放弃美国籍，我不要了，还你。
When the United States changes some laws, there are some people who say, "Oh, I do not want my passport anymore."
他们想想，我的这个海外的资金哦，那个钱比你这个护照还重要，我不放弃这个护照，我希望能够拥有我这些财富了。
Because they remember the wealth they have overseas, and they choose that wealth over the U.S. citizenship.
所以其实我们的真正的生命的价值不是由我们这个身份证来给我们衡量的。
So the value of our life is not determined by our passport.
那有时候我们会很在意说，哎，那个别人怎么看我？
And many times we would often care about how people look at us.
其实我们越小的孩子，其实特别是到中学的年纪的孩子，他们会越在意别人怎么看他，对不对？
This is especially true for people in middle school.
我们想，我们大部分的我们都走过这个阶段。
I'm sure all of us have gone through this time.
也就是说，我们有生命当中有一个阶段是很在意我们的朋友、我们的同学、我们的家人怎么看我。
At one point in our lives, I'm sure we all cared very much about how our fellow peers and our family looked at us.
如果朋友我做这个事情，或者是我怎么样的表现，我的朋友不高兴，没办法认同，我就会觉得很受伤。
If something I did is not acknowledged by my friends, then I will be very sad.
所以我们就会竭尽所能的去让对方喜欢高兴。
So we would try our best to become a person that makes others happy.
所以今天我们有一些孩子其实活在别人的眼光里面的。
And as a result, many children today live in the eyes of others.
我们今天有一些学生，他没有办法来参加中文教育的上课，是为什么呢？
Why is it that some people are not able to come to this RETS?
哦，因为朋友有 party 有活动，刚好 跟安息日上课聚会的时间冲突。
That they do not come to the service because there is parties or events that during Sabbath.
那这个冲突，他觉得友谊比较重要，所以呢，安息日每一周都有这个活动，一年才一次，比较之下，当然先去朋友的这个活动啦。
And they think, oh, Sabbath occurs every single day, so and this event only occurs once per year, so I obviously choose that event.
Sabbath 是一个礼拜一次。
Once a week.
Once a week. 不是 every day 了哈。
Sorry.
那但是他说他觉得朋友的这个活动啊是久久才一次嘛。
But this event with my friend only happens once. In a while.
啊，我不去，可能这个朋友就不跟我来往了。哇，这个损失太大了。
And if I do not go, perhaps this friend will no longer talk to me.
所以我们就会想要去让取悦我们的朋友，那我们通常就会牺牲我们这个聚会的时间，上课的时候。
So in order to please our friends, we often give up this time of Sabbath.
所以我们就看到说，其实我们如果仔细想想，我们的真正的身份那个价值不是由别人来决定我们的。
But when we think about it, the value of our life is not decided by others.
众人认为说这个人很成功，但是他真正的生命不见得很充实。
Just because others think that this person is life is very valuable, it does not mean that is actually the case.
你看现在多少所谓的名人，他们其实是活在很空虚的心态里。
Many famous people actually live very empty lives.
很多人他们只能够借着毒品，借着一些娱乐来填满自己心灵的空洞。
And they must rely on drugs and other entertainment in order to fill their emptiness.
那所以其实众人认为说他很成功，但是那其实生命是很不堪的。
Others may think that they are very successful, but this life is not very fulfilling.
所以我们如果很在意别人怎么看我们，我们会活得很辛苦。
If we always care about how others look at us, our lives will be very painful.
因为我们要活在别人的期待当中，我们就要塑造一个形象，让别人觉得说，我们很不错。
Because in order to fulfill other people's expectations, we form this mask.
那其实我们的生命是什么，我们自己最知道了。
But we know best who we truly are.
我们生命到底有没有很充实？我们会不会觉得很无聊？我们会不会觉得很恐慌？我们自己对最了解自己。
And we truly know how valuable our own lives are.
好，那所以呢，其实我们会发现说，我们认识自己是谁很关键。
So to know who you are is very important.
因为当我们能够很清楚自己的身份的时候，它就会决定我们的生活方式了。
Because once we know our identity, it will determine how we live our life.
你看，如果今天我们目标就是要去达成一个什么样的成就，我们就会努力，我们就把时间都投下去，整个生命都放进去了。
If today our goal is to achieve a certain accomplishment, then we'll use all our effort to achieve it.
当然没有时间敬拜神。
Of course, then we have no time to worship God.
因为敬拜神需要时间。
Because worshiping God requires time.
所以我们通常就会把我们的精力，我们的生命的精华就放在这个世界上的追求。
And we will end up using all of our efforts to pursue in the world.
如果我们目标是为了要取悦别人，
if our purpose is to please others,
那我们通常就会活在别人的阴影底下。
Then we will always live in the shadow of another.
他高兴我就高兴，他如果生气我就忧伤了。
If he is happy, then I am happy. If he is angry, then I am sad.
那所以我们自我身份的认知会决定我们的生活方式。
So, how our identity will determine how we live our lives.
如果我们只是生命为了要达到什么样的成就，那么我们最后发现这个成就其实最后会归零。
If we only live our lives to accomplish something, then our lives will be empty or in vain.
因为当我们死去的时候，其实一切都没有了。
Because once we die, everything will vanish.
如果我们只是为了要去取悦别人，我们最后一定会失望。
And if we live only to please others, then we will be disappointed.
因为人会变。
Because people change.
今天这样做很高兴，但是明天、明年可能不见得会高兴了。
Today they might be happy, but next year you do the same thing and they will not be.
永远的改， 你就永远都赶不上那个变化。有时候 心情这样三温暖，一天 三四遍，你要怎样去对付呢？
And you will never catch up to this change.
所以我们人就会活得很辛苦。
So then our lives will be very difficult.
我们活到没有会真的会失落一个目标。
And then we will lose our goal.
其实谁给我们真正的身份？
But who truly gives us our identity?
我们的生命是神给的。
Our lives is given by God.
是我们的生命是神赏赐给父母亲把我们生下来的。
God gave us our lives through our parents.
所以生命从这个独一的神来的。
So life came from this true God.
因为这位神是生命的主。
Because he is the God of life.
神既然给我们生命，他就给我们设定一个生命的目标。
Since God is the one who gave us life, He also gave us a goal in life.
他也给每一个生命有他应该要达成的使命。
And he, for every life, He gave a purpose.
所以其实神才是我们身份真正的决定人。
So in reality, God is the one who determines our identity.
所以你看《路加福音》第三章的三十八节哈。
So if we look at Luke chapter 3 verse 38.
他最后说，他说亚当是神的儿子。
It says that Adam is the son of God.
所以说我们今天都是亚当的后代，其实我们人本来都是称为神的儿子。
We are all the descendants of Adam, so we are all sons of God.
所以其实我们人一开始的身份都是神的儿子，都每个人都一样的。
Everyone has the same identity. We are all the sons of God.
做神的儿子是很荣耀的。
And as sons of God, our status is very glorious.
因为这个神是荣耀的神。
Because God is a glorious God.
这位神是完美的。
And God is this perfect God.
良善的。
And he is kind.
这位神又是你看他是很公义的神。
And he is just.
所以作为神的儿子真的是啊至高无比的了。
So as a son of God, there is none higher than us.
啊，因为你属神的人就是分享神的荣耀了。
Because if you are of God, then you share in his mercy.
可是我们都知道你看罪从亚当也进入了世界。
But we can see that sin entered the world through Adam.
哦，所以亚当夏娃犯罪就改变了一切了。
After Adam and Eve sinned, everything changed.
哦，所以罗马书第五章十二节说，罪从一人入了这个世界。
So Romans chapter 5 verse 12 says that sin came to this world through one man.
哦，所以亚当犯罪，我们今天每一个亚当后代的人都成为罪人，就是没有改变的事实。
And since we are all descendants of Adam, we are all sinners.
那所以我们今天都成为罪人，世人都犯了罪，其实就是因为我们都是亚当的后代。
And we sin because we are all descendants of Adam.
就算我们没有犯亚当同样的错误，我们也很自然的成为罪人，这是人没有办法改变的事实。
Even if we do not make the same mistake that Adam did, we are all sinners. This is something we cannot change.
所以罪改变了人原始的身份跟地位。
So sin changed the identity and status that we originally had.
但是如果就人生就这样子，那我们就没有希望了。
But if our life ends like this, then we have no hope.
可是当基督来了以后，
But after Jesus Christ came,
主耶稣来了就改变一切了。
After he came, everything changed.
所以你看主耶稣他来到人间，就把人跟神的约从旧的变成新的，变成新约了。
When Jesus came into this world, he changed the old promise to a new one.
所以主耶稣基督来改变整个世界，包括我们人的生命。
Jesus came and changed the entire world, and that includes each of our lives.
所以哥林多后书五章十七节说，在基督里面，旧的都过去了，一切都变成新的，所有都是重新开始。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it says that in Jesus everything becomes renewed.
所以主耶稣来让一切都变成新的，包括我们人生的目标，包括我们活出这个生命的方式都改变。
This renewal includes our a goal in life and how we live our life.
你看今天我们有时候很在意别人的想法的时候。
And today, when we are very concerned about how other people,
其实我们是忘记的。这个，那神对我的想法是什么
？It is because we forget how God thinks of us.
我们忘记的是耶稣基督给我新的身份，给我新的生命。
We forget that Jesus gave us this new life and this new identity.
我们还很可能活在旧的生命当中。
Perhaps we are still living in our old life.
虽然一切都已经被翻新了，但是我们还活在旧里面。
Even though everything is renewed, we are still living in the old.
所以我们要重新的把我们在基督里面一个新的生命把它重新强调，再把它更新了。
So we must emphasize and reestablish this new life that we have in Christ.
因为主耶稣基督来，他说他带给我们真理。
Because when Jesus came, he told us that he gave us the truth.
真理让我们得到自由了。
And this truth will set us free.
这个自由就是让我们不再很在意，诶，这个社会到底怎么看我了。
This freedom allows us to not care about how the world looks at us.
这个自由让我们可以真的去追求神为我们生命所设定的目标。
This freedom allows us to pursue the purpose that God has set for all of us.
这个自由可以让我们挣脱罪的辖制。
And this freedom allows us to break free from sin.
所以在基督里面，我们看到我们一个新的生命。
So in Christ, we see our new life.
是主耶稣基督给我们一个新的生活。
It is the life that Jesus Christ has given us.
所以在基督里面，我们看加拉太书第三章。
Let us look at Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
第二十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 26.
26节。
26. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
我们在因为信基督耶稣，他说我们都是成为神的儿子。
Because we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are all sons of God.
我们称神的，我们称作神的儿子是真的，因为那个主耶稣基督他把圣灵给了我们。
We are truly sons of God because Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵成为一个证据。
And this Spirit is a witness.
哦，所以你看那个。哥林多后书第一章二十节说，那个圣灵就像一个印哦，印在我们的额上，我们是属神的。
And in Galatians chapter 1, it says that the
哥林多后书。
Oh, in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, it says that the Holy Spirit is like a seal.
所以证明这个圣灵证明我们是属神的人。
And the seal proves that we are of God.
那所以圣灵让我们可以呼叫阿爸父了哈。
And this seal, this Holy Spirit allows us to call God our Father.
所以现在神是我们的父亲。
So now God is our Father.
所以你看，我们今天在基督里面，我们每一个人，其实我们同时之间都有两个父亲。
And today in Christ, we all have two fathers.
是真的父亲呢？
We have a true father.
因为这是有证据的。
Because we have proof.
我们有一个生我们的父亲嘛？哈。
We have a father that we're born from.
这个血缘系统是要有证据的，要有证明的。
And this hereditary aspect has to be proven.
也就是说，你今天是谁生的，这是可以验证的。
You can
不会乱写嘛？不能说我今天要是认谁当父亲的，不是这样子的。
You can actually prove who you are born from. You cannot just call anybody your father.
这个是血缘下来，这是遗传下来的。
This comes from your genes, from your bloodline.
那所以我们有一个身份证，证明我们是谁的孩子。
So we have a birth certificate to prove whose child we are.
我们今天是属神的，也有一个证明。
And we also have proof to as God's child.
就是圣灵给我们一个证据。
And that is the Holy Spirit.
那所以现在我们呼叫天父是阿爸父，这个是有证明的。
So we have evidence.To call God Abba Father.
所以你看，在以弗所书第一章里面啊，第二章里面第十节啊。
In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
第二章的第十节说，我们是神的工作。
In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, it says that we are His workmanship.
我们本来就是神很精彩的这个创作。
We are the creation of God.
那是在基督里面造成的。
And we are created in Christ.
要让我们去做神所认为的善的。
To do good works for God.
就是说是神认定的好。
So we are something that God has acknowledged.
所以其实我们就回到这个圣经告诉我们，我们回到一个最原始的，在神的给我们所设计的生命里面的一个价值里的。
So the Bible allows us to return to the basic value we have in God.
我们今天要怎么样去让我们的孩子了解我们的身份呢？
So how do we allow our students to understand our identity.
我们要让他们从这个原始生命这个角度来看。
We must educate them through the origin of life.
让我们因着耶稣基督这个救恩，能够重新有一个新的眼光。
And teach them that through Christ we will have a new outlook.
所以认识我们的新身份，其实就是要从神的角度去看我们的这个生命的价值。
In order to recognize our new identity, we must look at our life through God's eyes.
让我们的孩子不再随着这个世界的潮流。
so that our children do no longer follow the trends of the world.
让他们明白我们是被神分别出来的独居的民，是完全属神的。
And let them understand that we are separated and we are only of God.
我们是蒙福的。
And we are those who are blessed.
我们不是为了要得到这个世界。
And we are not here to receive the world.
我们的生命不是为了要去让别人喜欢而已。
Our life is not used to please others.
我们的生命是要能够得到神所将来给我们的那个天国的奖赏。
Our life is used to receive the heavenly inheritance that God will give us.
说实在的，我们真的是蒙福的人啊。
Truly, we are blessed.
我们看，最后看民数记第二十三章。
Let us lastly look at Numbers.
二十二章，对不起，二十二章。
Numbers chapter 22.
民数记二十二章的第十二节。
Numbers chapter 22 verse 12.
这是神当时候要巴兰说的一句话。
This is something that God told Balaam to do.
不可以去咒诅这个百姓。
You shall not curse the people.
他说这个民是蒙福的。
For they are blessed.
这个民是神从万民当中分出来的。
These people are chosen by God.
第二十三章第九节。
In chapter 23 verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9. From the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him.There, a people dwelling alone, not reckoning itself among the nations.
属神的人真的是蒙神祝福。
People that are chosen by God are truly blessed.
不管你是用什么角度去看他。
No matter in what area you look at them.
他其实都跟世人不同。
They are different from the people of the world.
我们是属神的。
Because we are of God.
神赋我们生命，赋给我们生命的目标。
And God gave us a goal in life.
我们最后真的能够在这个世上享受神所祝福的一切。
And we are able to enjoy all the things that God has blessed.
我们会感受到神的爱。
We will experience God's love.
因为神是爱我们的。
Because God loves us.
然后我们会很自然的把这样的爱把它回报给神，去爱神，去听他的话。
And we will naturally repay this love back to God and listen to His word.
那这样子呢，其实我们的整个生命会变得很充实，很有意义。
In this way, our lives will be very fulfilling and full of value.
我们不怕跟别人不同了。
And we will not be afraid to be different from others.
我们其实怕的是，我们是不会让神喜欢呢。
And the only thing we will be afraid of is to be not pleasing to God.
如果神喜悦我，那还有什么问题呢？
If God is pleased with me, then what problems would I have?
我们就会很满足。
Then we will be very
因为有神。
We will be very content because we have God.
因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
愿主耶稣能够帮助我们。
I hope God will help all of us.
让我们可以真正知道我们的心真正的身份。
So that we can all learn our true identity.
我们再一起来唱诗。
Let us all sing hymn.
519首。
519.